Hi everyone, welcome back to Judgment Awaits. I'm Ari.
And I'm Pager.
And this is a podcast where we have 30 minutes to reread, re-cringe, and re-explain the Undertale fanfic we wrote when we were 12. Last week, Grape and her memory lost.
It was so stupid!
Oh. Jumper's in the background doing stuff. Oh yeah, we're doing Cross Sands. We're dealing with his now. Well, technically question marks stuff. Who could it be? I don't know.
Oh no, Chocolate? We don't know.
We don't know.
That's always the dead giveaway for me, is the fact that she just randomly pulls out Chocolate. No, Ash just randomly pulls out Chocolate.
Man. What happens next? Oh yeah! I remember what happens next now.
Do I want to remember what happens next?
I guess we'll find out. Who started last time?
I think I did.
Who was last reading this page?
I don't know.
Who knows? I'll start. It's whatever. Let me get the timer. Alright, so we last leave off. Cross basically just showed up on the scene. Oh yeah, Cross mentions he gave up working with Nightmare a long time ago. Shocker, not all the villains are working together necessarily. And Grape is shocked and asks, wait, you did? So then why is this thing, meaning the collar, on me? And if there's a tracking thingy on it, then who's gonna come and mess with me? Cross is like, well, I didn't put that on you. Obviously. Unless he disguised himself as Shatten, which...
Oh, gosh.
I don't think he did.
That would be worse.
That seems like something we might have pulled at the time, but oh, that's not what actually happened, thankfully. And then he says, besides, whoever did is probably gonna let you squirm for a little while. Grape folds her arms and says, well, I know who put it on me. I'm just coming to do the job. She just says it so casually. Is Grape constantly being threatened to be murdered, like, all the time? Oh, great. Who's gonna come try to kill me today? She has a bounty over her head.
Like, that's even in the story that I've written now, that's still accurate.
She's face palms and says, besides, Shatten is more the one to, you know, sit and watch what's gonna happen. Unless a Sans of importance were to be present. There, Sans is more important than
Why? Oh my God.
Is there a hierarchy of Sans?
Oh my gosh. My head is hurting without, like, even finishing, what is this, like, the third line? And, like, my head's already like, why are your characters magical cartoon skeletons? It's already been done before. It's not gonna go well again.
If it did well before, it'll do well again.
Hopefully.
In theory. And Cross says, importance? Really? Grape says, you know what I mean. Like Nightmare or Error or even Cypher. Cross says, what? Ooh.
Sorry.
I'm so ready to be done with Cypher. He shows up.
Oh yeah, he does show up again, doesn't he? He shows up in the freaking court scene, doesn't he?
I'm not looking forward to that. Why can't we get to the good part of the story already? We gotta sift through all the cringe.
You mean the end? That's what I think is the best part, the end, and that's because S is actually S in the end.
Yeah,
and then stuff happens. And, like, stuff is done now.
Yeah, once S is, like, an actual character in all this, it gets so much better.
Oh, it does.
Because there's actual plot at that point. Instead of just do whatever until we stumble across something to do, it's like, we gotta go stop S.
Though, as far as I... Well, when I recall it, though, it's like, S comes in, and then it stops. Like, we defeat S, and then it just drops, which I think is just the feeling of, like, oh yeah, it finished, so now you're gonna think everything was shorter, but it's like, probably that took us months to write, so...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh. Cross says, wow, not even horror or dust? Grape says, no, generally they're the ones to be CEO. Oh no. And she looks like she's seen a ghost. She face palms and moans. Says, so help me if she sent one of those idiots. Who is she referring to? Do you remember?
I have no idea. But she's probably thinking about Kanzler, Concord, or one of those yahoos.
Well, one of those yahoos is gonna show up, so... Quote, almost as if on cue, Concord walks in.
What is so this, much a just... stage play? Like, oh, she just waltzes in. Like, what?
I was just hiding in the bushes, waiting for your conversation to be over. She's being polite. She waited for the appropriate moment to intervene.
Meanwhile, Shen's over here just tackling Grape. Anyways. Fine.
Concord. Oh my gosh. Concord's character is all over the place in this. Because you had a direction you wanted her character to go in.
Right, though. That's the... Now, she, like, she's still fun to write now. But, like, she was a joy to write.
Yes. Concord walks in and says, "Who are you calling an idiot?" And then Cross... in his very last appearance in this entire document, stares at Concord, says, makes a "you're on your own, kid" face at Grape, and turns around and says, "Welp, I'm leaving. Bye, kid," before making a portal and leaving. Good Didn't riddance. Even get a name drop.
Anyways, sorry, Jokey.
Grape says, "Some help he was. Anyways, what are you doing here?" Concord says, "Well, I was sent to make a mess of you, but..." She shrugs. "I don't know if I'm feeling up to it." Shatten comes running through a portal. Okay. And says, "No! You promised! You promised that you would take care of her for me!" I think you were saying last time about how you were confused because you thought it was like, take care in like a motherly way or something. I was like, no. She meant to murder her.
Mother? No. Murder.
And Concord says, "Wow, that's some pretty good hearing for someone who doesn't have ears." And then grins. We thought we were just so dumb.
That so is dumb. Clever. What are you talking about? They're skeletons.
It just feels. It sounds like 2 12-year-olds trying to one up each other because that's exactly what it was.
Trying to one up each other.
I think at this point it might have been
as kids. Oh my gosh.
I think at this point it might have been 2 13-year-olds trying to one-up each other, but regardless.
Either way, we're trying to one-up each other, and it's not in a very consistent nor okay. Or like, not, like, it's okay, but it's not very, what's the word? I can't think of it. Whatever. I'll figure it out in the next, like, 5 minutes. Keep reading.
We were trying to sound so intelligent, and we were children.
That's probably the word I was looking for, non-intelligent.
Childish, anyway. Unintelligent.
Yeah, childish. That sounds nice.
Whatever. And then Shatten stands there flustered and growls and said, "Well, neither do you." And then Grape tries to hold in a laugh, but fails. And Shatten turns to her and asks, "What are you laughing at?" Grape falls over. Why do they always fall over? That's not something a normal person would do, but...
Yeah, and we weren't normal people. Anyways.
No, that's true. Grape falls over and says, "Nothing, it's just, she got you good." Did she, though?
Sounds like my little sister. She? I do not like it.
Which one?
Sam.
Well, she's almost as old as we were when we wrote this, yeah.
She's a tween right now, because she's like 11. Mm-hmm. So...
She's getting up there. That's scary.
Right. Oh, yeah. So Shatten glares at her and growls again, and she's like, "Why not look at yourself for once?" Hmm? Yeah, when, this isn't the
look
time.
Look in a mirror, Grape. Shatten? Yeah, Grape.
I'm accusing the person who ruined my life. Holds up mirror. Okay. Grape's like, "Wait, you were just complaining about how I don't think of others. Now you're saying I should?" Wait. That's confusing. It makes sense when you think about what she's trying to say, but it doesn't make sense when you don't know what she's trying to say. Anyways.
Yeah, just think for a few seconds.
There was such a better way to word that, and I had no idea what it was. Okay. So Shatten looks even more ticked off, and she just growls again, or I don't know what that sound is.
Erg.
Erg. E-R-G. Erg. Okay. Anyways, a portal opens, and Drew comes running through.
Dream.
Gosh. Okay, so Dream's like, "Get back here!" And Shatten's like, "Ugh," and starts running, glares at Concord, and she's like, "You will do this, or so help me!" And Corkwood's like, yeah, yeah, I know. I'll rip your soul out and crush it myself. But, you know, that doesn't work on me, and turns to grape. Chan's like, so help me. Isn't that, like, the fifth time she said it?
Probably.
And so she looks behind her to see Dream hot on her tail, and she sighs, turns into a wolf, and goes faster, leaving Dream in the dust. Ha ha ha. Uh-huh. Anyways. And makes a portal and jumps through it. Dream's like, dang, and makes a portal after her and leaves. That was quite okay.
Bye.
We just had four characters enter the scene and leave in the last two pages.
Is Jumper still there?
I think so. Did he ever leave? Well, Ashen, it doesn't matter still if he said he left or not. We don't know.
They're just eating popcorn in the background.
Exactly. There's a lot of salt on those popcorns.
Very salty popcorn.
Yeah, very salty popcorn. That's what I mean. So Grape sits there through all this, just staring, and then she snaps back into focus, and she's like, what was that about? And Concord's like, oh, Dream feels like it's his duty to take care of Shatten and not you. He, quote-unquote, I've never known what that, like, I know there's quote, but is it quote-unquote, or quote and quote? Wait, no, that's not right.
Unquote.
So she said it right.
Yes.
Okay, anyways.
As the person who typed that line, she said it right.
Okay.
Trust me.
But yeah, she's like, he, quote-unquote, feels bad about Grape having to deal with Shatten and always having Shatten mess with her. You know, he does have a crush on you. Ah!
Here we go.
Grape's weird love life. Anyways. Oh. Or at least her weird early love life, because that
gets
was, like,
a little better. Goodness.
And Grape sits there unfazed, and she's like, yeah, I've known that for a while now. No, you didn't. And she's like, I don't have any feelings about that. I don't love any Sans because they have a job and a specific role to play. I can't interfere with that. Okay. Girly, don't even try to act like you haven't had any feelings towards anybody. Okay? Anyways, Concord laughs and she's like, you just don't want to admit that you like him back. I get it. And Grape's like, look, I would be blushing right now if that were the case. Girly, you're going to blush later. Like, why did I try putting it off? I do not know. And she's like, anyways, I'm guessing you're going to want to do that whole Mimi Shatten Roboy take care of her thing.
She literally said before she didn't feel up to it.
Concord or Grape? Or Shatten?
Concord.
Okay, yeah.
But Shatten sent me to take care of you, but I don't know if I'm feeling up to it. Exactly. Which just goes to show the fact that this took so long to write, we would forget stuff that happened, like, not even five lines ago.
Oh, yeah. And we wouldn't want to go back and read all, hold on, what page is this? 135 pages. Anyways, I forgot this was that long. And longer, even. Okay. Oh, it got cut down to 88? I thought it was like 98 or something. Anyways, don't listen to me. Concord's like, I don't want to, but let's be honest here. She does intimidate me a bit. Uh-huh. And so, her eye light's on fire. But instead of it being a purple color, it's more of a reddish purple. You were really into color theory back then, weren't you? What was this, middle school me?
You don't remember how you named, like, all your characters either after fruit or variations of purple?
Or plants. Don't forget plants.
Plants. That's true.
I thought Vine was such a clever name. It's still a clever name now, but nobody understands the context of it. Anyways. Grape grins, her eye lights on fire, and she's like, you know I won't go down without a fight when it comes to you. And she's thumbs bone shield. I don't know why I'm like, what's this word? Gagging at every action.
Oh.
But like, eesh, something about this is repulsive to me. Anyways.
The cringe is strong today.
Yeah, it is. Conqueror smiles, she's like, huh, you've really changed. And hands envelopes.
Her hand envelopes in flames.
There we go.
That could have been worded better. Hands envelope over to Grape. Where did it come from? Who knows?
Hands envelopes. There's like 10 of them. And she just hands them to Grape. Anyways.
You just got a letter.
You have mail. And so her hand gets covered in flames or whatever and start... The dagger What's the dagger?
The bone dagger.
A dagger would be much better in this context, but fine, whatever.
Well, it's the one dagger she summoned.
I thought, like, the whole thing with these characters is they could summon, like, thousands of things at a time. Like,
she got one, and then disappears. So now she has none.
Oh, I was reading that as she makes a dagger, not makes it disappear. Anyways, so Grave hesitates for a moment, runs at her, summons a bone dagger. What are you doing? Concord looks at Hand, well, you don't fully know about my powers, so I'll tell you this. Those visions you get, that's me.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not.
None of this is accurate anymore. Please forgive me. Oh, no. And then right as soon as Grape runs up onto her, she grabs Grape's head. Oh my gosh. And Grape lets out a scream. What? And she's like, and throws Grape to the side. Grape shakes in fear, covers her eyes. Ah! So bad. Anyways, Ash is like, Grape! And runs over to her. Okay.
Oh, done now. Ash is here again. Hi. How you doing? Concord says, I wouldn't bother if I were you. She's in a state of mind to where she can't fully react to the world around her. In fact, she's in a completely different world. What are you talking about, Concord? Stop trying to make one-liners. She summons a round of bone daggers and says, and that makes it easier to kill both of you. I thought you said you weren't feeling up to it, Concord. What the heck? And then Grape looks up at Concord and starts crying. And Ash says, Grape, everything is fine. Don't cry. And tries to comfort her. Grape looks up at Ash and, scared, says, please, don't hurt me. And tries to back up. And Concord laughs and says, oh, this one never gets old. Well, bye. And then holds her hand up, about to strike them with the daggers, I'm assuming. And Ash asks, why? Why are you doing this? Wow. Aww. Concord is so easy to break in this moment. What? Okay. Concord's eyes widen. She hesitates and says,
oh my gosh!
And falls to her knees and says, what am I doing? And her eye flame goes, what? That was it? We defeated the big bag, guys. All it took was a little girl asking, why are you doing this? What's up? What are your motivations? Concord remembers she didn't have it in her. She didn't want to do this. Wow. That's rough.
Okay.
And then Grape recovers from the spell or whatever and looks at Concord and growls and then gets up and runs over to her. She summons a bone dagger and holds it up to Concord and says, what did you do? And Concord looks up at her, wiping tears from her eyes. Tears. Okay. Says, And then grins and says, you can't handle it, can you? No matter. That's the point. And then tries to grab Grape's leg. She's apparently changed her mind again on whether or not she wants to torment these people. Whatever. She's having a little crisis at the moment. We get it.
They all are.
Oh my gosh.
We are.
Oh, let's not talk about middle school. Let's not. We've talked enough about it on this podcast.
Have we? Have you really, though?
We already went over the part when we self-inserted ourselves into this thing.
Oh, yes.
Maybe you don't recall that part.
Well, no, I do recall that part. I'm just thinking about other stuff that was, like, totally whack back then. Anyways.
Anyways. Grape backs up just in time and says, nuh-uh, I'm not falling for it again. And then summons a round of bone daggers and throws them at Concord. I don't mean to be that guy, but Grape is technically the only person who's done any attacking this time.
Oh my gosh! Listen, you poke the bear, you're gonna get hurt!
I think I did that intentionally, too.
Completely played into it. I'm like, oh, I'm just doing what I'm supposed to. And then you're like, you're not supposed to do that. And I'm like, oh, crap!
Wrong answer. And then Concord summons a reddish-purple bone shield. She blocks a few of the bone daggers, and the rest hit, and she stands up. And she says, so, I have a question. Since when did you resort to violence? You didn't always fight before. I think she did, from the way Shatten talks to her. Whatever. Grape sighs and takes off her gloves, and glances at her hands and winces. They still have the circles cut out on at this point, yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
It's so stupid. I notice the majority of this podcast is me either gagging or sobbing. I don't know which one. Just crying.
The story invokes a lot of emotions.
It does. And not the fun kind. Or the kind that I thought would happen after writing this. I'm like, dude, this is going to be so cool. No, it's not cool. It needs, in fact, a truckload of refining. Maybe even more.
She glances at her hands and winces, and then looks back at Concord and says, look, it's not going to affect me anymore. Got it? What's not going to... Okay.
It's going to affect her more. Don't worry about it. Just forget it.
And then Concord sings songs, but you won't be able to look at your hands. And Grape says, oh yeah, I never did ask. Why don't you wear gloves? Because she doesn't have holes in her hands, Grape. Duh.
She doesn't have a shadow. I mean, Shatten.
Honestly, she's pretty lucky in that regard.
She is. Oh wait, no, that's a different thing. I was thinking of like, oh, if Concord ever did have a Shatten, of naming her Lexington. As in Lexington and Concord, because I think that was like
cute.
Some fight during the Revolutionary War was the Battle of Lexington. Anyways, but there's also a ship called the USS Lexington. Anyways,
you could call her Lexi for short. That'd be cute.
Oh yeah, I'm over here like America, and you're like cute nicknames.
Oh, Concord rolls her eye sockets. Sorry, and holds up her hand and says, "I don't have your problem. I don't have a Shatten. You made Shatten thinking you were gonna bring Dash back, but," and then grins. Question. Does Concord wear gloves now? I feel like she has fingerless gloves, but I may be incorrect.
So what it is her samurai hood poncho thingy. It's called something like that on Etsy. I have no idea. It's like a poncho hood thingy, but there's sleeves, and the sleeves come like past her hand.
Oh, I see it. You cut off right at her
fingers, and there's the little hole on the side for her thumb. Yeah. And it's like funky like that. It's cool. And emo. Edgy.
Also, I'm now realizing, do you have any original art of Concord we could put on the Twitter? The X? The whatever?
The X. actually.
No, I just realized we never posted her design.
I have Concord before I redesigned her.
Yeah, I think that'll work.
Okay, because I have a picture of Concord talking to Felon, and Concord's like, you're stupid, and Felon's like, yeah, but that's coming from you, the guy who regularly runs into glass windows or glass doors or whatever. And she's like, I don't necessarily feel insulted, and Concord's like, that's fair.
We've had Kanzler in here too. I think we needed some art for Kanzler.
I will never forget you trying to design Kanzler, and I'm like, just break her socket, simple as that.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? You were like trying to figure it out to make her like look like a horror character, like Horror Sans, but with hair. And I'm like, just break her socket.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, I do remember that very vividly. Huh.
Anyways, Grape looks away and says, "You killed your Dash." And Concord summons a round of bone daggers and throws them at Grape, and says, "And I won't hesitate to kill you either." Concord, make up your mind, for goodness sake.
Just bipolar at this rate.
Honestly?
I'm diagnosed bipolar disorder.
I don't know. You know what? Let me just ask this question. Would it be better to kill Dash or have to live with a Shatten? I'm sure for different Grapes it would be a different answer. Because some Shattens, they really like to cause problems. But some of them are great.
You mean most of them?
Cameo's not a Shatten. What am I saying?
What?
Most of them. what's her name?
Ombre?
Maybe?
Dash Shatten Ombre?
I don't know. Ombre's... whatever. Who knows?
What?
Something... never mind.
No, I know. We need to follow this thought. What's happening?
I don't know where I was going with this thought anymore. That was the thought.
Okay.
Thought over.
Okay.
Returning to regular schedule of cringe.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Just avoid this by doing side tangents all the time.
Grape moves out of the way a second too soon. She moves too soon and gets hit. What? Okay. If you move...
There's a hole she has to fit through, and she moved too soon.
Okay. Is it multiple bone daggers? Okay, yeah. If it was one, it's like...
You had one job, Grape. One job.
Like, if you're standing in front of a car, and you get out of the way too soon, it's not gonna hit you because of that.
But if there's multiple cars...
Then, yeah, that might be a problem. But Concord laughs and says, "You fool, you won't be able to dodge forever," and then summons another round of daggers. And Grape says, "Neither can you," and summons her own round of bone daggers and throws them at Concord. She dodges and laughs and says, "Or can I?" And we just got sick of writing the phrase, "summons a round of bone daggers," so from this point we just shorten it to more daggers. And then Grape mumbles something to herself, summons a blue bone shield, and blocks most of the daggers. And Concord says, "What was that?" while summoning more bone daggers. And then Grape mumbles again, a little bit louder. Concord says, "Sorry, come again?" A smile, and more bone daggers. Grape rolls her eye sockets, and Concord says, "Ugh, this is your page. What am I doing?"
Yeah. I was like, when are you gonna break? But you're just rolling through all of it. So, like,
I mean... in the zone.
Right. So Concord's like, "So stubborn. Oh well, have it your way." And then summons a large round of bone daggers. Or not.
Like, they're physically larger, right? Or there's more of them?
Probably there's more of them. Because larger as in size of the dagger itself?
No, that's funnier. Let's go with that.
For me. Anyways. She throws them. Grape stands up, slowly backs away, makes a portal, and leaves. Concord laughs. "Grape, you're what? Where's Ash? Jumper, hello?" Anyways.
He's just gone. He disappeared.
Gone. Concord laughs. "You think you're so smart, huh?" And chuckles, makes a portal, and leaves. Grape comes walking through a different one back towards Ash. Honestly, she's gonna get lost. Okay, that's funny. Ash is like, "What did..." "Lost, did you say?" Concord comes walking out of a portal a few feet away, snorts. "Nice try, buddy."
How does she snort without a nose? Magic. You need to figure out how exactly, in definite terms, a skeleton can snort using magic.
They're cartoons. That's all I can say. And I've put places before where I'm like, yep, they, like, you know, when talking, they move their face a certain way and make noises. But it's like, honestly, that's just to make them not be robots. Just give you facial expressions and make sounds, and boom, there you go. You look like a plausible character now. Anyways, Grape looks like she's just about had enough, and she's like, "Look, can we just call this off? I mean..." And Crockwood's like, sarcastically, "Mean what? Is little Grapey scared of me? Oh my
gosh. Oh no.
I can't believe I did that." Anyways, Grape laughs, falls over laughing. "Ah! Stop it.
Falling
stop
again.
Doing that. Stand up and act like an adult." Anyways.
Act like the 70-something you are.
Yeah, and so Concord's like, "You think everything is so funny, just like a little baby." Grape laughs even more, and she's like, "Do you know who you're talking to?" And Concord rolls her eye sockets, and it's like, "If you're gonna go on a tangent about how we're the same person and junk, spare me the details, would ya?" She's still laughing. Grape sits up, still laughing. She's like, "So you know that you're calling yourself a baby?" By the way, she's like, stuttering. Is it stuttering? Is stuttering the right word? She's like, yeah, sure, stuttering through all of this.
Yeah.
Not like too terribly much, but like, I'm not gonna go through that. Anyways, Concord sarcastically is like, "Ha, uh-huh." And serious again, she's like, "Very funny. I'm not you and you're not me. Now, if you excuse me, I gotta make sure that you don't ruin anything anything more. Funky. Anyways.
Pick a side, Concord. Holy crap. Are you trying to kill Grape or keep her out of trouble? What's going on?
Ooh, and here comes a teleport off. Anyways. Grape teleports. Says, "Catch me then, fool." What did you say, fool? Where did this come from?
You're a fool and a baby.
You're talking to yourself, actually. Anyways. Concord teleports right in front of her, not next to. Oops. And she's like, "Okay then." And then Grape makes a "No, seriously, I'm done" face and teleports onto a tree branch. It's gonna take more than that, bud. Lays back. Concord teleports into the branch just above her. gonna take more than that to stop me. Grape sighs, do you ever wonder? And never mind, forget the deep thought.
closes and her eyes. Unfortunately, we cannot think any deeper because that is time.
Ah! Okay.
Cringe is over, unfortunately. Got through 4 pages, that's not bad.
Ooh, I wonder what our record number of pages is.
I don't know. I guess I could find out pretty easily. But...
Oh, you can?
I mean, I have all of the transcripts separated out. I just have to look at all of them. On the Twitter somewhere, or if I can just share them with you,
you know directly. What? I'm making it purple so we know who read it last.
Okay. There we go, purple.
All dibs cool. On purple. That looks really hard to read.
Is there a lighter purple?
Yeah, there is. Just give me a sec. Just like how there's many grapes, there are many purples. Ah, that looks better.
There we go. It's more of a Concord purple.
Ooh.
How fitting. Except it's grapes lines. Dang.
Missed an opportunity there. Well, actually, hold on. Let me... I'm determined to get a grape color. Hold on. If I can select it. Jeez. There we go. This is a great purple.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay. So what'd we do today?
The cringe.
4 pages we read. What happened?
Anyways.
Dream did a thing, sort of.
Or like, not even a page.
We'll come back later. He gets important eventually.
Well, yeah, because he's one of the few people who knows how to heal people.
For some reason.
Some reason. Miraculously.
Oh, he comes back on like the next page. Well, not the next page. Page after that.
Oh, page after that? So yeah. Like 139?
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, Dream does come back. Okay. No spoilers though.
Oh, we're almost part 6. Look at that.
Part 6!
Part 6! I don't remember how many parts are in this thing. It's more than 10.
Probably. Where's part 6? Hold on. F part 6.
Oh, I just lost it. I remember what this part is.
Yeah, we are pretty close, aren't we?
Oh, this is the baking part.
Oh, baking!
Yeah, the baking.
Baking. And Grape gets flour everywhere. What do you mean? Who is this?
There's a question mark. I'm trying to figure out.
Oh yeah, this is Grape streaming. Oh, you don't remember that?
I remember now.
Yeah. I think you're the one who started that, so hopefully you do remember. Why are we suddenly using...
Oh no, there's a question mark further down.
Uh-oh. It's the letter! It's the letter we've all been waiting for! Anyways.
Yes.
That sounds like a very...
That's what we'd like to see. That's what everyone else does not like to see.
Please, 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 please do not make me show a picture of the very first S. Like, please, I am begging you. And I know we're gonna do it because it's necessary. It's history, okay?
We need to
tell history so it doesn't repeat.
I could post that redraw I did if you want.
Post the original and the redraw together because the original was like very loose. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the redraw like sums it all down and it's like, all right, now that's an actual character design and not something I whipped up in 30 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. I went back and watched all the episodes, like I told you.
Oh, yeah.
And so I figured out how we actually end these things again.
Ooh.
I think I remember. It's been a few days since I finished it. I got... My car doesn't have Bluetooth in it. Like, the thing's as old as I am. And so it has a radio, CD player, and a cassette player. But I want to play music off my phone and stuff. So I got this, like, adapter for the cassette player where you put it in and then connect it to your phone and it'll play whatever you want.
That works?
Yeah, it works. It's great. I love it. So I've been listening to podcasts when I drive like to and from work or wherever. So I'm running out of podcasts to listen to, which is not great, but...
Listen to the Stinky Dragon podcast. It's a D&D podcast.
Ooh.
It's good. I have plenty of D&D podcasts you can listen to. There's also a Something Encounter. It's not Random Encounter, I know.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Something like that, but it takes place in Ravnica, which is a Magic the Gathering plane, which is cool.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So, if you want to figure out any of that stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, that's been all for this week. I've been Ari.
And I'm Pager.
And judgment still awaits. There we go, I got it. That's how we used to do it.
Yeah.
And then we say, we haven't gotten to the part where something, something, something. And what have we not gotten to the part yet? We haven't gotten to S yet. Or like, actually S? I think this is actual S, maybe?
Yeah, it's the letter right there.
Actual S.
What is one stop darkness? Not a bad line. Of course, will never be used again. Well, actually, probably will be used again because... whatever.
We haven't gotten to getting some horrible flashbacks because of spilt flour.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. That'll be great. Fun.
You need to buckle down and get your work done or else we're going to McDonald's. We're going to McDonald's? No! Anyways.
She needs professional help, and she's never gonna get it.
Nope.
Seriously, we need, like, I don't know if it's, like, an alternate timeline or a side story or what, but we just need everyone to sit down with Mono and have a nice, good therapy session.
I've had that. Okay, hold on. Neurodivergence kicking in. Okay, so, like, I've had the idea before where Mono and Prism go to the multiverse to get S back, and, like, by getting S back, they talk to every character. And just have a quick therapy section, or not, session, that's the word. Yeah. And so it's like, they just slowly comb through everything and just like, all right, time to straighten everything out. Yeah. And then I would imagine after that, they just like hold weekly sessions with everybody.
Yes.
That's exactly S has to be in the room to be like, all right, nobody attack her, or else we're going to have some real big problems.
If anyone out there decides to write fanfic for this story, please make that your first priority.
But they don't know who Mono is.
They don't. See, we're going to have to read all the side stories after we're done with Judgmental. Like Monochromatic.
Exactly, because Mono is very important. Yeah. Very, very important. Even though she wouldn't be important if I didn't just randomly pick her off a list. Anyways. Us would still be single if you didn't randomly pick them off the page. Anyways.
I'm glad that worked out as well as it did.
Oh, definitely.
For the way we decided to start shipping S and Mono, which is one of the best ships we have.
Oh, definitely. The best, I would
argue. We were on Quotev, and for some reason we were like, let's just... I think it was my idea, probably. Because I do dumb stuff like that. But I was like, hey, here's a list of all my characters. Pick a random one, and I'll pick a random one of your characters, and then we'll see how cursed the ship would be. And so you picked Mono, who at the time was just... She was basically a character design. She didn't have a real story or personality or anything. And then I picked S. And we were like, well, maybe we could make this work. And then it's evolved into... today, which I cannot imagine the store without Mono. I'm glad she's
I know, right?
There.
I'm like, she's probably like a solid, maybe not 25%, but like 15% of the book.
Yeah.
S is important enough that she keeps coming up.
Oh. I think that was a good direction for the store to go, and I'm glad that happened. By total chance.
Definitely.
And I think we did some other weird ships together. I don't remember what they were. I think we did, like, the first one we did was Jumper and Grape. Just because
we did
picked...
that?
I think so. I feel like we had something really cursed at first. I don't remember.
I mean, you want cursed. I will think of that. But I feel that, you know what? That might have been so bad that I just blacked it out of my memory.
Oh... I just remember it being bad. I don't remember what it was exactly. But I'm glad we didn't go with whatever that was.
Yep. I know there was like a bunch of others that we pulled out of nowhere.
I forgot to do the plugs.
Oh wait, we're still okay.
We're still going, it's okay. You can email us at justminutewaitspodcast@gmail.com and we're on Twitter/X/ whatever you want to call it at @J_waitspodcast. We had some lovely fan art made by what's their name? Oh my gosh, what's her name? So cute.
We're so bad at this. Well, I know I'm bad at it.
Willie Duferson @64Squidly made some incredibly cute fan art of
Squidly sounds episode familiar.
16. Yeah, they made fan art for us before.
Ah.
That was a year ago. They're a long-time fan. We thank you for the support. Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, yeah, go listen to Paige's Peculiar Podcast and commit it to memory. There's no notes of either of those, but you know what? Do it anyways. Re-listen to it over and over until you memorize every line. Commit it all to memory. Okay, we're done with the plugs. Yay! And I guess we're done with the recording. Yay.
Oh.